Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys. You're listening to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today? You know, we're ready for another great show. So I hope you guys are ready to join us. We got some crazy topics to talk about. So we're just going to jump right into it. So, Jay, like usual, tell the people what we're talking about.
All right, guys. So let's get it popping. The topics we're going to be talking about today are, we're going to be talking about Star Wars fans hopes to see the new film early. We'll be talking about teens and social media and how much time is spent on it. And we're going to be talking about a Japanese haunted house that I read about that I think is pretty cool. So let's get it started. I kind of want to start it off with teens and social media and how much time is spent on it, just because I know that it has to be a lot. And, you know, I'm interested in seeing what my brother has to say, since he's the one who knows a little bit about this. So, Chris, tell me what you read.
Well, guys, as you know, teens nowadays, everyone nowadays pretty much, spends a great deal of time on TV, on social media, Facebook, Tumblr, whatever, anything you can think of. We spend all of our time on electronic social media, and that's what we do to fulfill our days anyway. And I was reading an article. I came across an article that was just kind of talking about it. And pretty much what they said is that an average time a day on media or with media is about 9 hours for a teen. 9 hours. So just think about that. So let's say we 9 hours a day. We spend about 8 hours sleeping. Now, that means, like, the last third of our day, like, it's spent, you know, doing every other thing we can possibly do in a day. I mean, that's crazy to me anyway. 9 hours on social media is ridiculous, and that's a lot. But that's, like, the norm now. I mean, me and you, Jay, probably spend just as much time on social media, like, those 9 hours a day, just like everyone else, if not more.
Yeah, I know I spend a lot of time on it, you know, when I'm bored, when I have nothing to do, you know, or I just want to check things. I go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, I'm just on social media all the time, you know, trying to check up on people. And, I mean, social media is a great way to get a hold of people that you don't usually talk to. Because, of course, the people you talk to on a daily basis, you either text or call. For the people you don't usually talk to that much but want to stay in touch with, social media is a great tool, and it's a great tool to see what everyone else is up to or doing. So, yeah, I mean, we all spend a lot of time on it, and I'm not going to be the one to say that I don't, because I do. And I think social media is a great tool, but, you know, teenagers nowadays or young adults use it to an extreme to where no one has social etiquette anymore. Everyone's just always on their phones, and I think it's to another level. That's one downside that I do see to social media. And, you know, I honestly think people need to slow down with it. I don't think people need to be on their phone 24/7 all the time. I think they need to see what's around them, get in touch with the people around them or the things around them, because, you know, there's so much to offer in the world besides just staring at your phone.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I wanted to talk about this, because when I was reading about it, I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, we spend half of our time or half of our day constantly either on our phone, playing video games, watching TV, and we're not really interacting or paying attention to other people. I mean, can you imagine if we all just put all the electronics down for one day and, like, how much, like, more exposure to other people we would have? I mean, it would take us back to the golden days, I guess you would say, where everyone had, like, the only, like, fun things to do or the only way to, like, take up your day was to interact with other people. And again, people say, yeah, we still interact. I mean, you know, we still have, like, during our jobs, people come in and talk to us. Yeah, but half of that time is also spent either on a computer now or, you know, or doing something like that. So it does take up a lot of our time. And maybe we might need to head back in the other direction where we actually talk to more people, because I don't know if necessarily that'll make things better for us, but I think, you know, it can help and people would understand each other better as well as how to talk to each other again, in my opinion. I mean, this article was crazy to me. 9 hours, and when I read that, I was like, what? I was like, I knew it was a lot. I didn't think it was that much.
Yeah, 9 hours. I mean, guys, a day is a total of 24 hours. Not to mention for
wait,
the majority
math,
of those hours.
You're amazing.
Thanks. Math wizard up in here. Hoo-hoo. But, I mean, guys, we spend about, depending on what time you go to sleep, probably between 8 to 6 and probably 10 hours, I would say. 10 is a lot, but, you know, 6 to 10 hours sleeping. So that leaves the rest of our day probably around the same amount of time, maybe a little bit more. And 9 of those hours on social media, that is crazy. So the majority of our time is spent on social media. That is a mind-boggling number to me, and I didn't know people were as addicted as that. I thought it would be a little less, probably about 4, maybe, or 4 or 5-ish, but 9, it seems like a little extreme to me. And so for me to hear that, it's just, why are people so attached to their phones? I would never understand. Technology's taking over the world.
Exactly. I mean, it's a common thing now. It's a common experience where maybe you'll go out to a restaurant, you'll see a couple on a date talking to each other, and maybe they spend maybe an hour of their time on their phones for whatever reason, instead of taking the 2 or 3 hour time to just sit there, hang out with each other, enjoy their day, or even especially family meals at home. That's a huge thing. I mean, everyone's always like, I see it on TV all the time, commercials. I even see it in person. Our best friend, guys, just to let you know, is constantly on his phone all the time. So, like, you know, we understand how that could happen. It's a big thing. And when I saw the numbers, it was, you know, it just proves, like, in the direction we're going in, and it's astonishing to me. And I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think it's a problem? Do you not really care? I mean, do you think it takes away from our interaction with other people, or do you think maybe that's just the direction we need to go and it's not a huge deal? But I just thought that was crazy. Just so let's end the topic there, and let's move on to the next one, Jay. So what do we got?
So the next topic I would like to talk about, guys, is someone who is a huge Star Wars fan. Huge. And a lifelong Star Wars fan in Texas is making a plea to J.J. Abrams and Disney to fulfill his dying wish, because he has terminal cancer. And his dying wish is to see The Force Awakens, the new Star Wars movie coming out. He wants to see it early. The gentleman's name is Daniel Fleetwood. He has been a fan of the Star Wars movies since he was around 8 or 9. Since then, he's obtained plenty of merchandise. He's even written fan fiction about it. Even made local news for camping out for one of the prequels. But he has spindle cell sarcoma, which is a rare form of cancer that affects connective tissue. Was given 2 months to live by his oncologist back in July. So, he's actually past what the doctors have estimated for him, but he does think that he's going to be passing away soon. So, the movie's air date is sometime in December, and he's hoping that the studio or even J.J. Abrams will let him watch it earlier than that. Fleetwood, who is currently in hospice care at home, has, you know, he's already defied the odds, but he doesn't think he's going to live long enough to see it. So, again, he's, like, wishing for J.J. Abrams and Disney to make it happen for him. Do you think that this should get done? Do you want to see him fulfill his wish? Do you think he should wait like everybody else? What do you think?
Of course this should get done. I love that last wish objective. I mean, they, like, you know, when you find out that you're terminally ill, you might not have a lot of time left to live. I mean, yeah, not everyone knows when they're going to pass away. But if you're told in advance, yeah, okay, your time is near, I mean, why not fulfill it? It's not like he's asking for the world. He's a Star Wars fan. He's asking to see the new movie coming out.
I think they should make it happen. Maybe if they have to, have him fulfill a contract saying he can't tell anything to anyone or whatever they have to do. But at least let him see the film. I'm on board with this. I actually saw this story, and, you know, I found it kind of sad, you know. Just I like when people's last wish can be fulfilled. You know, as long as they're doable, I don't see why they shouldn't or can't be done. And for him, a huge Star Wars fan, I mean, people love Star Wars. I can see why. I hope he gets a chance to see the film before his passing, if it does come to that.
Exactly. And I mean, Paramount Pictures, who created Star Trek Into Darkness, they had someone who was terminally ill back in December of 2012, and they arranged it to where that gentleman can get a private screening of Star Trek Into Darkness. So I don't see why Disney can't do the same for this gentleman, especially when Disney's all about, you know, their public image is all about doing the right thing and, you know, happiness and little kids, whatever. At least that's what I attribute to Disney. And this gentleman's wife said that even if it's just a movie, it's magic for a lot of people. So she can see why, you know, it's a big thing to her husband because, you know, he's been with it growing up. But he's getting a lot of support. There's people who are tweeting, you know, posting on Facebook, whatever, hashtag force for Daniel. And they're, you know, begging, you know, or trying to plead to get him to see the movie earlier, get an early screening. And, you know, even some big names like Mark Hamill, who was the original Luke Skywalker, he's even pushing to get Abrams, to get J.J. Abrams to show the movie to this gentleman, as well as one of the current cast members, John Boyega, who plays Finn in The Force Awakens. He's also retweeting the same message as Mark Hamill, calling for Abrams and Disney to let Fleetwood watch the film. Which he put,
you know what, I think,
a diamond.
I'm sorry. You can finish. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then there was a tweet that went out saying, a dying man's wish to see Star Wars, The Force Awakens, helps spread the word, Force for Daniel. So there's, you know, a push to get this gentleman to see the movie. And it's just from the kindness of people's hearts, you know, because movies might just be not big to everyone, but it is magic, you know. It takes you to another world. It lets you escape. You know, if you're interested in something, it helps build the joy in your heart, you know, release the joy in your heart if you're interested in something. I don't know. But movies are magic, and I've always considered them that. So this could help the gentleman, you know, spend his last time, you know, feeling joy in something that he's loved all his life.
Yeah, you know, I like to think that when it's for a good cause and you have a good reason, people like to come together and support you. You know, regardless of the things you see, people do the right thing sometimes. And I think this is one of those instances. It's a small thing that can be done, so I like that they're supporting him. And, yeah, I think this will get done. Personally, when the media is involved, it propels things forward 100 times faster than it would have happened originally. I mean, you see all these stories where people say that nothing was getting done until the media got involved and then, you know, saved their image. It happened. I think this is another thing like that. I think, you know, this guy's getting a lot of support. The media knows about it. So it's going to be a feel-good story, and I do think he'll get to see the film personally. So I like this, that you brought this story up. I think it's going to be cool, and I hope he gets to watch it.
Yeah, I do as well, and I do think this is going to get done. I think Disney is going to take it upon themselves to get this done, especially it kind of wouldn't look good if another company was willing to do it and Disney wasn't. You know, I don't think it would be good for their public image, but I think most people have kind of, not everyone, obviously, we live, you know, in the world we live in today, but I do think people do have kind hearts, and some people will make this happen. And especially if it's getting the support of a lot of people and some of the actors that are associated with the project or the film, I do think this is going to happen, and I do see it happening, and I hope it does. I hope, you know, this gentleman gets to spend his, you know, grant his last wish because, you know, again, like I said, movies are magic, and you don't want to leave this world having any regrets or something like that. So, you know, I don't feel bad for him if he regretted that he died before he could see the film. But I hope they can make this happen for the guys. That's my final thoughts on it. So, guys, we have reached the halfway point of our show. We hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back for the second half of our show. So stay tuned, guys. You're listening to Cruise Control.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on the sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana in 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join TrueConvos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest. try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to the commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to our people.
Hey, people. Welcome back from commercial break. When we left off, we were talking about a lot of crazy things. I mean, we talked about something really crazy, in my opinion, how teens nowadays spend about 9 hours a day on media, which is just mind-blowing to me. And then we talked about a heartwarming story of a wish that a guy wants to get fulfilled, where he wants to see the new Star Wars movie coming out before he passes away from cancer. So, Jay, since we're coming off of that, we're coming back from break, what do we have left for the show today? What we got going on?
All right, guys. So our last topic today is we're going to be talking about a haunted house in Japan. Now, Japan, like we were talking about pretty much yesterday, our last show, comes up with some weird things. They come up, in my opinion, this is something pretty cool. Now, it must be pretty cool. I mean, a unique thing to see Japanese girls in a haunted house, right? How they act. In my opinion, I just see them like in an anime. For some reason, I just see this being like that anime High School of the Dead, because this haunted house is about zombies. So what this haunted house do is they give you pretty much a machine gun. Not a real one, guys. They give you a machine gun and you get to run around shooting zombies, which in my mind is pretty dope to begin with. I'm pretty sure we have something like that here in the States, but I think Japan probably goes all out with it. Because this haunted house, they made to resemble Resident Evil. So it's pretty much a Resident Evil haunted house. Isn't that cool?
Of course that's cool, Jay. You're telling me. Resident Evil is popular anywhere, so... You go in there, you start blasting some zombies, you're like, toot, 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 bust the cap. I mean, what's not to like, right? Sounds like fun. As long as it's not real, sounds like fun to me.
Exactly. Well, this Halloween Horror Nights, it's a Universal Studios in Japan. They're bringing an American-style theme park mayhem to Osaka. Like any Western trend Japan adopts, they put their own spin on it. So... Universal boasts local offerings alongside the traditional Hollywood-inspired haunted houses. And they went with, I believe the attraction is called Biohazard The Real 3. And it's based on, like, the Resident Evil video games and movie franchise. So it's not just a haunted house, because they hand you a gun and you go around shooting the zombies, just like if you would in Resident Evil.
It's very interactive.
So it's pretty much like... Yeah, it's very interactive. It expertly sells the like the feel of the Resident Evil games, because you're pretty much stepping into a Raccoon City-esque town or house. The article I was reading describes how they have the Raccoon City subway there. There's beret-wearing operatives that are wearing Umbrella Corporation uniforms. Then they direct you where to go, and they tell you, like, they give you directions, tell you where to go. There's zombies running around everywhere. They give you a gun. You see people wearing umbrella uniforms. So if you want the feeling of the game Resident Evil, if you guys are fans of it, you can actually pretty much, like, live through it in this haunted house here in Japan.
I mean, sounds entertaining. It sounds just like Resident Evil. Talk about the new Resident Evil experience, right? I mean, you just go in there, you shoot some zombies, you get to pretty much be Leon or Claire from Resident Evil 2. I mean, just go in there and you have fun. It sounds good to me. I mean, in my mind, I just want to, like, understand how big is this haunted house or city or whatever they're doing it in.
Well, the gist of it is they give you a gun, you get 30 bullets to shoot the zombies. If they get close, your health bar goes down. You can't die because if you die, you end up having to leave the haunted house.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's
talk about
to
money,
me, it
wait.
Sounds very... Yeah, if you're not good at it, I'm sure it'll take a couple times before you're actually able to stay in there for some time. But it sounds like a really good experience to me. It sounds like something new and unique. Like, I haven't seen anything like this in the States. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the Resident Evil franchise. So for Japan to be doing something along these lines, I think that Universal Studios should do this in the States here, in Orlando or somewhere. Because I think this would be one of their main attractions if they did it, because it sounds like this is really unique and interesting in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, you know how whenever something happens in Japan, the States always, like, adopt some form of it, same, vice versa, the same. So I assume, I mean, we have a lot of haunted houses. Nothing, I would say, this interactive video game-esque, because it is essentially like you're playing Resident Evil for real. But maybe eventually they will do something like this. I'm not saying it's going to be the same thing, but maybe they'll adapt it to something else, which would be cool. But I would like to see videos or pictures of how this is, and because it sounds interesting. So I would like just to get, like, at least a demo of the experience.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it online somewhere. It shouldn't be hard to find, especially if this is popular. So I would like to see. I saw some pictures, but the pictures I really couldn't tell. But it just shows people, like, walking through a subway and a face of a zombie or whatever, but a SWAT car, but nothing really, like, too legit to describe the experience to me. I'm going by what the article I read was and, like, the guy who had the experience and a little bit about what he said.
Okay, I mean, it sounds interesting to me. I would like, if you guys think this is cool, let us know if you guys want to go to it or have heard something about it, or at least something in the States that's very similar to it. I'm all ears, because it sounds pretty interesting. The only other thing I've ever heard of similar to this is maybe not interactive as much, but it's the haunted houses that are, like, super scary where you need a safe word in case it's too much for you. That's the closest thing I've heard of this. But that's more trying to freak you out and maybe get you to pass out than it is, like, where you're fending for your actual life in a zombie-esque game haunted house. So, I mean, it's
cool. Yeah, well, I'm sure that this is an adrenaline rush because, you know, you're trying not to get kicked out of the house by losing all your health, so you got to stay alert. So even though it might not be as scary, because it is based on Resident Evil, but I don't know, maybe people, if you're freaked out by zombies, this might be, you know, terrifying for you. But, you know, it's going to be high adrenaline because you're trying not to get kicked out, not trying to lose your health, so you've got to stay on high alert with the gun that they give you and just, I guess, shoot the zombies. So to me, this might, you know, be a little freaky too, not so much scary, but, like, intense, you know? So I just thought this was really cool. I just wanted to inform you guys about this. I thought this was something that would be interesting to our fans here. So I just wanted to let you guys know because I'm really looking forward to this. If I ever got the chance to do it, I totally would. And that's my final thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, guys, it's fun. You know we're all about fun here. But that about wraps up our show for today. You know, we went over a couple things. We had the zombie-esque haunted house. We had the terminally ill patient requesting for an early movie entrance. And we've had astonishing 9 hours of social media time per day. Now, if you guys want to comment on everything we've talked about, talk about it with us, feel free to contact us on Twitter at ChristianCrew66 or at JFilms. Now, we're always open for anything you guys want to talk about. If you guys want to talk about anything else, or you guys want us to talk about anything else, let us know as well. But I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead and do it for us.
Well, guys, that concludes our show. We'll be back tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. Good night, guys. Thank you for listening to Cruise Control.
Now shut up and drive.